Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, keeping a seat warm while we're getting to know the contestants of Season 1 a little better. Now today, we're talking to Rishi. Let's go. All right, folks, now I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here. We've already talked to Rishi, and what I'm going to do is instead give you guys an opportunity, if you haven't listened to the submission that I did to earn the opportunity to do these interviews, you'll get that opportunity right now. So this is the Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant, OG Edition. This is the submission that I did sharing Rishi's story. So here is my entry, as well as the conversation I had with Rishi.
I will say I've been listening to the episodes as they've come out, and I heard a very salty Rishi after he got eliminated off his show.
Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I am Alex, and just like previous weeks, I'm interviewing another competitor booted off of America's Next Top Podcaster. This week, it's Rishi B., my former teammate, who's been dubbed the saltiest exit interview in the show's history.
Well, that sucks. I can't help feeling like I'm the fall guy for an idea that wasn't even mine, but I was just trying to put on my best performance and do my best job. I should be more assertive, and that's actually something I struggle with in my own personal life. I had a lot of reservations about this movie idea that we had, and I just kind of went along with it.
We're going to learn more about his perspective and whether he's been able to become more assertive based on the lessons learned from this show. So let's jump right into the conversation. Here's me and Rishi B. Yours has been dubbed the saltiest exit interview. So why don't we talk about that? Why did you feel like the fall guy for our team?
Yeah. So first off, when I was kicked off, Hammond reaches out to me, and you know, he says, "Hey, we need a diary," you know, and so there's a lot of things happening when you're first getting kicked off there. You know, it's late in the night. It's way past my bedtime, Alex. I'm sure you could appreciate as a father.
Yep. So you were cranky? Is that?
Yeah, you're cranky, just, okay. And just a lot of stuff is going on. And then this thing that I was a part of, I'm getting booted off of that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all like so very sudden. So when you factor all of that in, and that now I have to make a diary, I thought the best I could do is just be honest. And to the comment about feeling like the fall guy, just to be completely honest, the idea that I was kicked off of from the podcast, it was a movie podcast. I supported it in that it was from my team, but the idea wasn't my idea. And I had reservations and didn't express that, as I said in my diary, but I kind of just went along with it. And
what were those reservations? I mean, what do you wish you could go back and say that you had an issue with?
You know, when we thought of the idea of a debate, I was really like, oh, okay, that's an idea. But I was actually more into your idea, Alex, which ended up another team kind of did something similar to that. But I was actually more into your idea, which
was my idea.
It was something like, let's pick something particular about the filmmaking process, like sound.
And Bill and Bridget did that.
Yeah, they did something similar. But I was actually more into that idea, and I didn't say anything. And you know, I really should have.
Well, I know that one of the things that you talked about was how you've been working on becoming more assertive and speaking your piece.
Yeah.
Has that been something that you've been working on since the show's ended?
It's actually something I've been struggling with my whole life, Alex. Thank you, Dr. Phil over here.
Sorry, I can't help but pry.
This event and then some particulars about my job, my paying job, which unfortunately isn't podcasting
yet.
At this time.
Yet.
But yeah, so I think in general, I am trying to be more assertive. But, you know, for us softies out there, I'm the youngest in my family, my direct family, Alex. I don't know about yourself.
I'm the oldest.
Yeah, so you're used to, like, saying things. And even if people don't do what you want them to do, you're used to whipping them into shape until they do it, right?
Am I seen as like the hard ass in the team?
No. Actually, this is something, I don't know. I think our very first week, we independently sent Brian and Hammond our, like what our ideas were of our contributions, everyone's contributions.
Yeah.
To them. And for you, I said you're kind of the de facto Red Ranger of our group.
The de facto Red Ranger.
And it's not necessarily anything active that you do. I think you kind of have this quality about you that you say something and it sounds calm. You're the Rick of our Walking Dead group, Alex. We just inherently go to you for direction when we're being swarmed upon by armies and armies of zombies.
Oh my God. I've never heard anybody describe me like
that. The podcasting zombies are out there, Alex.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but you know, this isn't about me. This is about you, Rishi.
yeah. And I say all that because I'm used to being the Blue Ranger that contributes fun little robots and stuff like that to to the group, being the youngest in my direct family. And I do think that plays a part of it. And maybe I'm just throwing my sisters under the bus, who are both much older than me. It's just something I'm used to doing. I'm used to cracking jokes. And as the leader is dictating rules, I'm used to cracking jokes behind the leader's back.
I could see that. I mean, you have a very jovialness about you, just a natural jovialness, and I really appreciated that. I loved how you brought a really fun personality to the team. I thought that all of us were really kind of well-rounded kind of as a team. And I feel like I could sympathize with you because, you know, I remember just when I was starting my career, I wasn't doing what I'm doing now. And if we were to look at my job, it is now I'm a program manager. I'm leading programs and it's my job to be assertive, but it also took a lot of practice. I mean, that's all it is, dude.
That's something I'm realizing. I thought I realized this years ago, Alex, like, aren't we freaking adults now? Like, haven't we learned everything there's to learn?
Hey, you know what? Even the oldest man in the world is still learning, right? That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, actually, I was just speaking to an 82-year-old, and he was talking about how he learned something new. And I was like, oh, that's kind of nice that he's recognizing that.
And, you know, speaking of learning, what was the biggest thing that you've learned? What's the biggest lesson that you've learned from this competition?
The assertiveness is a big one. I think one of my big problems in, like, my career, as I was alluding to, and just my personal life, is my lack of assertiveness. And I never thought that that would be such a big factor here.
So what more do you think that you could do to feel like you're being more assertive?
Well, it's exactly what you were saying, practice. So, you know, at work more recently, actually very recently, within this week and the past week, I've been kind of speaking my mind more and asserting myself, and, you know, other lessons too, I don't know if I could put into words just how valuable really the whole podcasting competition has been, you know, just the little bit I've been involved. But then, you know, listening to the episodes afterwards, it really is very helpful. This podcast that Brian and Hammond have put together, obviously with Scott and Nicole and Jury and Tom and everyone, it's just so valuable. And all that stuff is really helpful for my podcast. And you know, what I'm going to be doing in the future. Just a lot of, I don't know if I can put a finite list of all the things that I've learned.
That's fair. You know? Hey, that's fair. And finally, do you still wish Brian Ibbett would have given you that rose?
Hey, I wanted the rose. I was guaranteed a rose. Yeah. You know, it's just funny to me that we talk about reality show and everything. And for some reason, reality show just equates to The Bachelor in my mind.
It does. It's either that or Survivor for me. So I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel you. Well, no, this has been a fun conversation, man. I definitely anticipate seeing more of you in the podcasting world. I think you have a naturalness about you, a natural ability, and I would love to collaborate anytime with you. I think that would be fun.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Alex.
And you want to plug your stuff?
Yeah, Healthy Schmelty, everybody. It's the public health podcast that's sorting through policy and wellness news to make sense of what's going on in healthcare. And you can find more information on that at rishib.com. That's R-I-S-H-I-B, as in boy, E-E.com. Really appreciate that, Alex. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thanks again for being a great teammate.
You as well. The Mighty Podcasteers.
The Mighty Podcasteers. Well, there you have it. There's a certain level of assertiveness that you need in a competition like this. And Rishi learned that, but he's come a long way since then. So all my best to Rishi. Love you, buddy. And can't wait to do more stuff with you in the future. If you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. This has been Alex Albisu filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcast contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.